Hello, I'm Mike King and you're listening to an extended clip from episode 24 of the Freight Buyers Club. In this segment, Chris Rogers, Head of Supply Chain Research at S&P Global Market Intelligence, explains to me why the global trade in sports products is, well, rather bearish right now, despite a fantastic summer of sport. Big thanks to Demerco Express Group for supporting independent journalism. Enjoy. Chris, just we'll crack on. We've had this dramatic summer of sport. Euro 2024 ended with yet another magnificent failure for us Brits, losing the final again, this time to Spain. This was followed by the Olympics in Paris. We were beaten by Australia in the medal rankings. Very, very sad. Magnificent Wimbledon as ever, unless you wanted to support a Brit deep into week two. But amid all of this activity and British heartache, S&P put some interesting and quite surprising for me research out in pre-summer, which noted that sport, clothing, equipment, supply chains have been in decline since the pandemic, with US imports dropping from $21 billion in 2021 to $15 billion in 2023. What has been happening to that US import market? And has this continued through the summer, or is it too early to tell?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. As you say, there's been a lot of sports events going on, and you would hope that that would inspire people to get out there, get some new gear and go exercise. I think, unfortunately, what we're seeing is that that's not happening. Clearly, it's a very seasonal business. So a lot of those kind of summer sports clothing, so things like T-shirts and whatnot, were already coming in. So we had a pretty good sense late spring, early summer of what was going on. And, you know, we're looking down 3-4% year over year in terms of imports of sports clothing and equipment into the US. A little bit faster rate of decline for clothing and bikes, a bit better for shoes and gym equipment. What's really going on here? And I think, you know, as always, with all of these comparisons for the logistics industry, it depends what you're comparing. It's a very analyst answer, right? Depends when you're comparing with when. But bear in mind, during the pandemic era, people were switching from wearing formal clothes to informal clothes. And that includes things that are classified as sports kit as well. So a little bit, are we comparing the same periods? But the trend has been downwards coming into the summer.
Is this just about the US import market, or is this more of a global issue? How's European demand, for example?
Yeah, so, I mean, the Europeans didn't have quite such a shocker of a sporting summer as the Brits did. But taking Europe overall, so EU and UK together, actually Europe did a little bit better. So up by a few percentage points, actually quite a strong result in clothing. So up about 10% in clothing, footwear kind of flat. I think it's a little bit behind that. I mean, I don't think that's all Olympic branded merch. There is probably a little bit of a kick from, excuse the pun, from the football as well going on there. So a lot of that kind of branded, team branded sports clothing may well have picked up as well. So Europe doing a bit better than the US, but it is very much a global issue that we've seen that longer term slowdown in the shipments of sports apparel.
Two questions, I guess, I've got to ask from a logistics perspective. Do we know what any of this means in terms of container or air freight physical volumes? And has any of this trade been impacted by disruptions and bottlenecks? You know, the closure of the Red Sea area being the main, but not the only one, as we heard earlier in this podcast. There's plenty that have been going on through 2024.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the numbers we talked about so far are dollar or euro values. So if you take the inflation element out of that, obviously inflation's been high, but has slowed quite a bit, particularly in apparel. There's not been a lot of pricing power there recently. So actually the change in volumes and value have been pretty close together. So we've seen a slowdown in the volumes being shipped. In terms of that balance of container and air freight, most of the apparel industry, as your listeners know, is, you know, slower moving products, so and lower profit margins, so tends to go by sea. I would say that for luxury, fast fashion, and of course the last minute panics of we didn't order enough Spain t-shirts, those do tend to move by air freight, but not as bigger an element for the industry overall. The industry's absolutely been affected by bottlenecks of all different types. Clearly, for deliveries into Europe and into the East Coast of North America, the Suez Canal issues have been significant and ongoing, not just around slowing down shipments, but also raising their costs significantly as well. There's also been congestion in the Asian ports due to weather, European port strike disruptions. I mean, you've talked about this repeatedly, something for everybody. And that's definitely had an impact on the apparel trade. And it's been more significant because it's so seasonal. Your room for error in trying to get stuff in during the spring is really much, much narrower.